Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on 90.5 FM WUOL. Broadcasting live from WUOL's performance studio on 4th Street in downtown Louisville. Now, here's your host, Alan Brandt.
Love the unrehearsed applause. Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Welcome to Lunchtime Classics. I'm glad you're here. We have a good crowd and a very good group to listen to today in this live broadcast from our performance studio here at the WUOL Studios at 619 South 4th Street. And, well, we've got a lot of mandolinists in town because the Classical Mandolin Society of America is in Louisville. They've got part of their events, a concert coming up on Saturday, and we'll tell you more about that. That includes the En Masse Orchestra from the Classical Mandolin Society convention. And the Louisville Mandolin Orchestra will be performing at that too, but the Louisville Mandolin Orchestra is here with us today for Lunchtime Classics. So let's welcome conductor Bob Elkins and the Louisville Mandolin Orchestra.
Thank you. piece was called Topelmusik by Konrad Völkie, not the Telemann that you might expect to hear with Topelmusik. And our soloist was Carol Cutler on the flute. So good to have her here. All right, our next number is called Joya Page, a nice little pavane. Prize for anybody who knows what that is. Gershwin now, a little tune called The Man I Love. quote from one of this country's finest to one of Italy's finest, Puccini. Now, Miss Dane Waters, primo soprano, to sing O Mio Bambino Caro from Gianni Schicchi. While we have Dane here, we will do another piece. Very unusual piece. Villa-Lobos, one of Battiato's Vasileras, it's number 5. And she will do the first movement, a little aria. It's a cantilena. Very interesting piece. Very interesting piece.
Oh,
listening to a live broadcast of Lunchtime Classics here at WOL 90.5 FM and a performance by the Louisville Mandolin Orchestra. Dane, that was wonderful. Dane Waters was a soprano and did a great job. It's very difficult to sing through your nose like that, isn't it, Dane? But you're very loud with it. That's very good. We're going to take a moment to say hello to the founder of the Louisville Mandolin Orchestra. His name is Mike Schroeder. He's over here. And we call that the first mandolin chair, or what?
Well, today it is, I guess.
Okay. Oh, it's a great group. They look like you have a lot of fun.
We do have a lot of fun. The reason why this group was formed was simply to give mandolin players here in the Louisville area an opportunity to play something besides bluegrass music, which I like too, and that's a lot of fun. But we started now, I think, about 17 or 18 years ago, I think it's been. And we've had some wonderful experiences over the years. And Bob Elkins is a new conductor who has just joined us in the last 8 weeks.
Great.
And we're very delighted to have him. He's from the Frankfort area. And if folks are interested in the Louisville Mandolin Orchestra, they can find out more information about our group at lmo.org. Mm-hmm. So we have a website that if you're a mandolin player or an aspiring mandolin player and would like to play in an ensemble, this is for you. So we encourage and have new people join us frequently. So we're always anxious to get new members and get new people introduced to mandolin music that actually a lot of the music that we're playing today is some of it is, of course, adapted from other sources, but there is a wealth of music that was written for mandolin orchestras.
Yeah, from what I understand, you told me before that this was a very popular genre about 100 years ago.
Absolutely.
So you said that herds of mandolin orchestras swept the Great Plains.
That's right, exactly. Actually, it kind of came over with European immigrants, and even here in Louisville 100 years ago, mandolin ensembles of this size and this style were performing right here in Louisville. In fact, right here in this very block of 4th Street, there were actually groups that would meet regularly, and there were probably as many as 8 or 10 different mandolin ensembles that were active here in the Louisville area over 100 years ago. And so we feel that we're kind of carrying on a tradition from that time.
Well, that's great, and it sounds great. You've got some events going on, including a concert this
We
Saturday.
Do. This is a very exciting week for mandolin players here in Louisville. We're hosting a convention of the Classical Mandolin Society of America, and that's a group that meets annually. They're holding their 20th convention right here in Louisville. It starts today, and we have workshops and things at the Brown Hotel. And then this Saturday night at Memorial Auditorium, there is going to be a free concert, and we will be performing as well as the Classical Mandolin Society En Masse Convention Orchestra, which is basically people who come here from all over the country. They're all players, and they come here, and we have an intensive week of rehearsals, and then we do a concert on Saturday evening at Memorial Auditorium at 7:30, and that's a free concert. And that ensemble will be conducted by a former Louisvillian, Dr. Jim Bates, who now resides in Ohio. But he will be conducting that group, and I think some of your listeners may remember Jim from his work with the youth orchestra here, and
yes.
He finished up a doctorate at the University of Louisville and then left us. So he was a former conductor of the Louisville Mandolin Orchestra as well.
So with this en masse, do you know how many musicians will be involved?
There will likely be 100 mandolins on stage.
Wow.
And I don't know how many strings that would be. There's 8 to an instrument. Let's see.
Well, I've noticed that it's called Mandolin Orchestra, but there are more mandolins in the orchestra. We've
right.
got a couple of guitars, a classical guitar, mandola.
No,
yes?
No. These are...
Those are mandocellos?
These are mandocellos.
Okay.
The mandolin family of instruments has a relationship in very much the same way that the string... violin family does. So there are mandolins divided into a first mandolin and second mandolin part. There are mandolas, which are the counterpart to the viola, and we also have mandocellos, which are the counterpart to the cello. Those are the big mandolins in the middle there. And we also have guitars that we use out, and finally string bass. So there are, in typical mandolin orchestras, there are 6 voices.
Mm. Well, that sounds great.
We also have a special feature that we're going to have here at the end of this concert. The president of the Classical Mandolin Society of America, his name is Bruce Graybill, and he's going to do a couple pieces at the end of the concert performance here today, and he will be joined and accompanied by a guitarist, Ray Bell. So we're going to feature them in just a few minutes.
All right.
But before that, we'll do a couple more tunes.
Good. And I can attest that mandolins are very addicting. I bought one about a year ago.
And, everybody ought to have one.
Almost called you about five times, but I'm not ready yet.
We could put you to work right away.
All right, well, let's hear again, and welcome back the Louisville Mandolin Orchestra.
Lullaby, so to wake you up, now we will play a Spanish dance called Jota.
Thank you.
We're live here at WOL with Lunchtime Classics. And, Mike, if I had a request from our engineer to bring him center stage, if possible. Special guests that we have with the Louisville Mandolin Orchestra. Mandolinist Bruce Grable and guitarist Ray Bell will round out our concert today. So welcome. Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Would you like a music stand? Are you all right?
I'm all right.
Okay. All right, well, we'll let you to it.
I think we're going to ask Mike to talk just a little bit about the convention while we tune.
Okay. Do that. For those of you that are interested, this Saturday night, that's October 21st, and it's going to take place at Memorial Auditorium, and the concert will start at 7:30 p.m., and it's a free concert, so you can't beat the price, and you'll get to hear over 100 mandolin players on stage performing. And as well, the Louisville Mandolin Orchestra will be performing that night. If you'd like some more information about the Louisville Mandolin Orchestra, you can find that at lmo.org. And you can find out information about the Classical Mandolin Society at classicalmandolinsociety.org. So if you're a mandolin enthusiast and you're looking for more mandolin information, you can check out those sites. And if you are a mandolin player here in the Louisville area and you're interested in becoming involved with our group, we would love to have you, and you can contact us through the email on the website, and we would be glad to put you to work. Dean, that includes you.
Exciting to be here this week for the Classical Mandolin Convention. Hearing the Bacchianist today vocally was a very special treat. Thank you. Once a year at the Classical Mandolin Society conventions, and occasionally twice a year in a good year to get together and play. And the first time this year was until 3 o'clock this morning. One of the things that goes with the Classical Mandolin Society is that you make a lot of friends from around the country, and I met Ray at my first convention in 1995. And you get to play all different kinds of music with all different kinds of people, and everybody gets to share in this wonderful instrument. It's a very special thing.
Thank you.
Bruce Graybill. Excellent job. Ray Bell, guitarist, and, well, we had the Louisville Mandolin Orchestra with founder Mike Schroeder and their conductor, Bob Elkins. And that's all the time we have. If you'd like more information about what's going on this weekend, the phone number is 502-451-0045, or go to their website,
lmo.org.
Metro TV is providing coverage for today's program. You can watch Lunchtime Classics on Metro TV on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Our audio designer and engineer was Andrew High. I'm Alan Brandt. Thank you for joining us for this live performance. And be sure to check out our Lunchtime Classics schedule online at wol.org. We'll see you next time.